Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Pete Futek, college football news in the previous segment. We do have Cash Lovett.
Hate it.
Coming up in just about 30 minutes here. We'll get his picks for the week. But 1 hour to go on the show. We got, in case you missed it, coming up at 6:40. Obviously, once again, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Be safe out there, especially if you're celebrating Drinksgiving. I think I like Drinksgiving better than Blackout Wednesday. Blackout See? Wednesday, there's just, guys.
Now we're getting there.
I'm not trying to henpeck you here. Have fun, but be safe out there, right? There's no need to black out. I say this as a guy who mastered the art of blacking out in college. It never got me anywhere.
Because if it's always sunny, we used to always call it browning out in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember the whole bit? It's like, I'm not blacking out, I'm browning out.
Yeah.
So we used to do that. We'd always brown out. Like, you get close. You're very close to blacking out. You remember just a little bit.
Yeah.
You browned out.
Yeah, but the problem is, when you'd brown out, you'd never remember the good parts. I always only remember the bad parts of the dumb things I said or did. And then I would just be like, and then I have to walk out of my room and then see people and be like, hey, champ, did you guys get blackout drunk? Is there any chance you forgot what I said last night?
That sounds like you really did some scandalous things. Yeah, I was going to say. Anybody remember what happened last night?
So you can understand.
Before or after the
sober, nice.
Yeah.
Drunk, half the time nice. Half the time, not nice. You really never knew which half it was going to be. And then blackout drunk, just the most outright. Like, you've seen, this is me with a filter, believe it or not.
Yeah, okay.
Remove all filters and think of the most outrageous thing I've said off the air. Multiply that by 10 and you're somewhere in the ballpark of what I would be like when I was out there.
Yeah.
This is not bragging, by the way. There is an element of shame that I feel for what an a-hole I was.
Katie asked you yesterday while you were gone. She's like, what kind of drunk are you? You know, and I think she was trying to get the vibe of everything. And I told her I say I'm a compliment drunk. I say really nice things. The really nice things I won't say when I'm sober is what I end up saying when I'm drunk. And I'm more of a happy drunk, and then I like to just listen to 90s music and get into it. But then she was like, well, what kind of drunk is Nick? And I was like, I feel like my version of any time we've ever been around each other while being intoxicated, you just seem like you just make more jokes is all. That's all it comes down to being.
Yeah, I definitely,
like, you're also one of the happier drunks.
Yes, I definitely am. Vanessa says, you're really happy. And then sometimes you get not happy. And so that's not great.
Is that based off of different alcohols that you're drinking? Like I told you, I don't like to be wine drunk.
No,
it's not because I get mean all of a sudden, but there definitely are different drunks.
No, it's based off the fact that there were times in my life where I didn't deal with things emotionally.
Okay.
And so now, the older I've gotten, I am just now a happy drunk, right? But and if I feel myself get a little grumpy, I just kind of just get quiet. So, because I don't ever want to ruin somebody else's experience.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, there was a time where it was loud and outlandish and unnecessary and incredibly hilarious if you just weren't one somebody in my path, basically.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But if I detected that you were a problem, that was a real problem for everybody.
Can I bring up a photo online that I want to talk about for a second?
Yes.
So Brooke Pryor, you know, she covers the Steelers,
yeah,
right? She put out a mac and cheese with frosted flakes on it.
Okay, no, it's basically the same principle of like a...
Is this a thing now? Is this like, it's, this become
it's like
a thing?
The same like principle as like... potatoes.
Yeah, 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 with the crackers on top, right?
So we're just going for the crunch. Is that the idea?
Yeah, yeah,
because I like Frosted Flakes, and I would think just about everything, and I think it's a good combo, but I've never heard of this combo before.
It would just... I mean, the weird thing is you don't have a spice, like a heat element to offset the sweet. Like, if you had, like, jalapenos in that mac and cheese...
hot sauce in the cheese sauce.
That, see?
And the Frosted Flakes, then add the sweet and the crunchy to go with the spicy and the cheesy.
Yeah.
And I feel very much in on this, but, like, I've never heard of this.
I'm down to clown. Yeah, I'd try this.
Morning. Yeah, like, at what point in Thanksgiving... Is Thanksgiving the day that you actually go for the... You go for the gusto? Like, you try the experimental stuff? Or is it too no risky, no bisky?
You kind of have to... So...
You got to keep the staples there.
Yes. So, like, you don't try and get cute with... was it
turkey?
Crap? Well, no.
Because you don't get cute with that,
you
really.
You can get cute depending on how you smoke it.
You mess
it.
Up the bird, and I feel like people get mad about that.
Well, no, you just have to... That's not...
Oh, we got a main bird. Then we got, like, a trial bird in the corner?
Oh, we've definitely done it where, like, you got chicken. You got like two chickens that you kind of go all out with.
Okay.
And then the main bird's traditionally done.
Okay.
I've done that before.
All right, sure.
But okay, here's a few things. William H. Macy just did a great bit on don't screw with stuffing. like people okay. trying to add, like, listen, I'm not necessarily a traditionalist because I'll add like cubed up bacon and cubed up ham in my stuffing. But like, if you want to add anything beyond that, get the hell out of here. Like, I just can't do it. That's something you can't get cute with. There's so many different ways you can get creative, though, with mac and cheese. I don't have a problem with it. But, like, certain things, like cranberry sauce.
I mean, I'd be delighted if somebody brought this. I'd be delighted if somebody brought this to the Thanksgiving dinner. I'd be like, wow, way to really go for it. Like, I like you stepping out. I want to try. I want to see what this is.
Well, and listen.
This is how we get new traditions. That's what I need. I want to come up with my own tradition that then I bring every Thanksgiving, I think.
If everyone tried to do something creative and new, it would stink. But if you every year, like, all right, this guy's going to do this one. Like, just two different dishes were different, and everything else was...
A couple new cracks at it, and then if it's a hit, it stays, and if not, it isn't?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or even if it's, like, something new, like the jalapeno poppers, or, like, the shotgun shells that are jalapeno popper adjacent. Again, that's a new thing.
What are the
thing.
Shotgun shells?
Oh, basically, it's...
Let's talk food.
Oh, my gosh.
Shotgun shells.
Gosh, now I'm going to screw this up. Shotgun shells.
I'm getting a lot of ammo websites
food.
Here. I'm getting a lot of gun.
Yeah, go food.
Getting a lot of gun sites here.
All right, so they are ground beef, Italian sausage, cheese, an array of seasonings inside a, oh my gosh, like a pasta?
Stuffed shells.
Stuffed shells, yeah. And then wrapped in bacon.
Oh, they look really good.
They're really good.
They look really good.
Really.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Really good.
All right, just move. I'm still on Rogers Sporting Goods looking at the guns. I'm sorry.
Fine. See? You're trying to be Cleveland Butch when you can only be Chicago Butch.
Only Chicago Butch.
Yeah. And that's fine, right? Because I'm Medina County Zesty.
Yeah.
And I'm Sports Talk Butch.
you're Medina County's SD.
Very much. Yeah.
I feel that way. I feel that way about you.
Around my neighbors, they're like, "Who's this guy drinking seltzers?"
Look at you and your foo foo Starbucks drink.
Is he wearing a tutu?
He comes all the way from the big city.
And then I get here, and everybody's like, "All right, don't look him in the eye. Don't corner Wilson. He'll lash out at you."
Yeah. Meanwhile, me growing up and dipping while playing high school baseball and listening to country music, they're like, "Whoa. This guy is out here, and in Chicago I was."
They call him Insane Dwayne.
In Chicago I was. I might as well have been a hillbilly in Chicago.
Oh, Ryan Day needs this win. Just real quick. Just get the damn win, Ryan. Because if you do, it'll confirm that new Ryan Day is a thing.
I think we'll feel like idiots if they end up losing this game, because we have not taken it with any sort of seriousness. Because that's how Ohio State has positioned this already in the season. Like, yep. It's how it is. I'm sorry. I don't know. Even though we fell for the banana in the tailpipe 4 straight years now, I don't know a single Ohio State fan that legitimately believes they're going to lose this game.
Yeah, and let them prove it to you. Like, this is, I want sicko Ryan Day to be real. I do. But he can win another national championship this year. If he loses to Michigan, it's all an act. Like the whole point of sicko Ryan Day and buying into, you know, hey, championship standards now 83%. The whole point is that you go into Michigan and you beat Michigan. This is a team that you should win. And in rivalries, when you consistently don't win games that you should win, how many of the games that Michigan has won has Michigan been the team that should have won? One time?
Definitely not last year. They threw for 66 passing yards last year.
And certainly not the first two times they lost.
Yeah.
So, like, that to me is where you are. Like, if the whole thing was real, meaning you learned why you lost to Michigan, you learned you weren't being 100% authentic and you were trying too hard, and that new Ryan Day is real, well, then you beat him on Saturday. But if you don't, all right, there's still something missing with Ryan Day in Columbus.
And that's going to be something that will haunt Ryan Day forever if that's the case. In an odd twist, if he won the title last year, and then if he flames out in this game to lose his fifth straight, while then also having just an absolute, let's say, absentee appearance in the playoffs, people would turn on Ryan Day very, very quickly in a way that for someone that just won a title should not have people turning on him.
Fair, but if he wins...
Well, then you'll think sicko Ryan Day.
Like,
and you'll think that all of a sudden he figured it all out and he's got the master key and everything's unlocked. And in a weird twist, another weird twist, what if he wins this game and then flames out in the playoffs?
No, that would make sense, right? Because maybe you're just a good regular season team, which is something people have said. Like, this would be the year that if you just were one and done on the playoffs or only got to the second round of the playoffs or whatever, this would make sense because you can say, well, this was our reloading year and we beat Michigan and we got to the second round or the third round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like that makes sense. Like, this is the kind of year where if things make sense, no one's going to complain because you just won the national championship last year.
I think the advantage for this year isn't really necessarily like sicko Ryan Day. I think it's the further and further that Michigan gets away from Harbaugh being there. I think the further and further away they get from what was winning them those games. I think Harbaugh had the secret sauce. Look at all these players that played at Michigan in the NFL that aren't doing anything. Like, I think Harbaugh really made a big difference there.
216-474-0092 is all the pressure on Ryan Day heading into the Michigan game. The QB Deadpool update. I might have a little feather in my cap coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.